Hello and welcome to the Brawl News, your podcast for all the latest tips, tricks, and insights about Brawl Stars. I'm your host, Xander, and today I'm going to be going over everything about the new update, the Brawler Days, and basically almost everything except the lore, because I haven't been keeping intact with that stuff. Sorry about that. But basically, I'm also going to be reading off the Q&A, because I haven't recorded in like almost 2 months, which... And I know the episodes I've been releasing were like 5 minutes. I just want to apologize for that. I've kind of just not been wanting to record. I've hardly been playing Brawl. Like, I've been doing Mega Pig once in a while, but like, Mega Pig every weekend is just too much for me. I mean, I'm fine with the lots of rewards, but I can't be doing 18 matches in one weekend every single week. Like, I have other video games I want to play, right? And I have soccer, but now that I have a break, this is why I'm recording, because my soccer just ended, and I almost had Christmas break, which, that's awesome. We had a soccer tournament, and we made it to the semifinals, and lost against the best team in the league, which was unfortunate, but, I mean, we did pretty good. Placed fourth out of the nine teams, we placed third, I guess, out of the teams. There's no third place match for some reason, but basically... Yeah, there's been lots of stuff. I've been playing a lot of Fortnite, and I'm sure you've heard about OG map. And then this new season, I've still been playing. And I've been trying to play Brawl Stars once in a while. I'm definitely going to try and get back into recording. And I do have a episode planned. It's, I've talked about it in the Discord, and it's going to be a fun one. I hope you guys enjoy it, because it's going to be cool. I think Owen might want to record with me. I think he's going to, who is my old co-host, but he didn't really... So that's going to be, that's going to be cool, because we're going to be working together, and it's going to be a special episode. I don't think any other podcast has done this, so this is just a cool little thing that I'm going to be doing. Expect it, I probably am going to be doing it on January 29th, or no, December 29th, so I'll do it on New Year's is when it'll be released. Or maybe I'll release it sooner. I'm also going to do a Christmas episode, right? I'll record on Christmas, probably. Or at least I'll have it pre-recorded. Or maybe I'll have it recorded the next day. Basically, I'm trying to say I'm going to get at least a couple more episodes out before the end of the year. So, that's awesome. I just want to say thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. Because it has been doing super good. Like, if I look at the statistics, we have 3,000 all-time plays. That's absolutely ridiculous, guys. And we're getting, like, so much listens. Like, it's honestly amazing. Like, we've had some good, very good days. Like, we've had some great episodes that have over 200 views or listens, right? That's amazing. And I gotta thank you guys so much. I would never have expected this when I first created. But that's so awesome. I also updated the banner. So this is all so cool. I gotta thank you guys so much. You're what makes me want to record is talking to you guys. I don't want to leave you guys disappointed with no episodes. So I know it's been a while, but let's just get right into the episode. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go over all the Q&As that I've been doing. So, the first one is for the Bizarre Circus. I just asked, what is the best part about the update? And 43% of you, which was 24 votes. Jeez, guys, that's ridiculous. I didn't know people voted that much now. That's awesome. Thank you guys so much. So, 43% with 24 votes. That's crazy. Typically, I get 4 votes on a Q&A. 56 votes. Oh my gosh, I haven't even looked at this. And no more star drop delay was 23%. New Brawler was 25%. Maps were 4 and nothing was 5%. So 3 people thought nothing was good about it. And then Q&A was just some stuff you can ask me. It says, is there any way you will add voice chat, report button for all game modes, and search option to find brawlers in lists? So I don't work for Supercell, but I feel like that would be an amazing thing. If we added voice chat, I don't think it would work, right? This game, they're like 3-minute matches, right? 3-minute matches doesn't work out with voice chat. I mean, that is such a short amount of time you're talking, and I feel like voice chat isn't really necessary. I feel like it really isn't needed, but report buttons for all game modes is definitely needed. I feel like that'd be amazing. And search option to find brawlers and lists, I feel like that's not needed, because there's still only, 70 brawlers, 75? But
So I feel like that's not needed, but I do think that's awesome. Thank you so much for replying, and October Joker, that's awesome. Gotta appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. And then King 100 said, why is Edgar epic? Because he's unique. I mean, on release, he was an epic brawler. He was so cool. His, the ability that he can heal by attacking, it's the only brawler who can do that, right? I think. I don't remember. But I think that's the only brawler that can do that. So I guess that's why. He's got some special ability. And they'd say he's a bit more epic than, like, Pam or BB. Because they're not very special. I mean, BB is, I guess. And then Lily Joe, it says, I love the Bizarre Circus music. It's so good. I would genuinely listen to it on Spotify. So that's cool. I mean, I think it sounds pretty good. I only listened to it like a couple times. I think it's like the singing and stuff. And it's pretty cool. I like the voice, if that's what it is. And it's very good. And then, so thank you, Lily Joe. And Funny You Are, says Career 454. So thank you for saying I'm fun. I don't know what I did. But yeah, thanks for that response. And then Carl Lover 38, who obviously loves Carl, says, what's your favorite season of all time? It's either season 5 or season 6. Personally, that was when I had the most fun playing Brawl Stars. I would play with my friends. We would literally call on the landline to talk while we're playing, which is hilarious that we did that. Like, it would be me and then these two other friends, and sometimes my brother, and we would basically go on voice chat, right? Or we wouldn't have voice chat, right? We didn't have Discord. We didn't know what that is, right? This is when we were in grade 5, so, like, or grade 6 and stuff, and that's many years ago. So, like, we would call on the landline and talk, and that was so funny, and I had so much fun playing those two seasons, and season 7 as well. I'm trying to remember what it is. But basically, those seasons, I absolutely loved. Bells and Colonel Ruffs are so good seasons. I absolutely loved them. I had so much fun playing. I also liked season 4, but season 5 and season 6, I would be playing like 30 minutes every day, which was a lot back then for me, and I was absolutely loving it. So thank you so much for that question, Carl Lover 38. I'm going to go on to the next one, which is for... after the Brawl Stars lore, which was like a short episode, and it says, do you want me to do the history of Brawl Stars lore? And it says, some say yes, some say smile, smile, smile. So that's just a reference that I don't know. I didn't ask a question on that because I've totally forgot. I'm trying to remember where I asked. I think I've replied to some of these, some changes. So, Brawl Pass rework plus no more chromatics, there was nothing. So, that's kind of sad, but, man, I got to thank you guys so much. Having 56 votes on a Q&A, that's ridiculous. So, I appreciate it so much, and that's all for, the Q&A. I know that was quite a long while of just Q&A. We're already 8.5 minutes in, but, next thing I want to talk about is, I want to talk about the new season. So, of course, I watch Brawl Talk. Even when I don't play the game, I still watch Brawl Talk because it's interesting. And I still like Brawl Stars so much, but I just like Fortnite more, right? I still love Brawl Stars. In my opinion, it's one the best mobile game of all time, right? I feel like its simplicity at the start combined with, like, how unique everything is. And it's also not too pay-to-win, right? Sure, that's their pay-to-win aspect of it, but it's not like a game where you just pay and you've won the game, right? You can buy the best brawler in the game. You could buy Charlie when she was released, which I heard, according to my brother, she was insane. Or Leon when he was released. You could gem $1,000 to get Leon. And if you're bad at the game, you're terrible at the game, you're still going to get beat, right? That's just how it is. So you could get beat by a Power 1 Shelly if they're a terrible player, right? Of course, the game is still a bit pay to win. I mean, that's how every game is, where it has unique characters. And that's just something you got to deal with because companies have to make money, right? Supercell needs to make money, and they're owned by a company that needs to make money, right? So it's kind of like they're doing an amazing job of balancing it. Like, I know there's games I had played in the past, and they were extremely pay to win. I played Overwatch, right? Extremely pay to win. Apex also, I feel like, is pay to win. I've only played a bit, but I heard. And then, like, EA is pay to win. If you ever, I played FIFA and FIFA Mobile. FIFA Mobile is super pay to win. And all those games, all those mobile games are so pay to win. But Brawl Stars balances it perfectly. That's what I love about the game. And so basically the update, it's like this this theme of like kind of cartoony, almost as like a Tom and Jerry and Bugs Bunny, you know? And basically how it is there's like cheese and they stuff, and then they give you a free pin, which I forgot to claim. I'll claim it one of these days. But basically it's like this weird like cheese fashion thing. I don't really know how to explain it, man. It's confusing. And I think there was like 3 brawlers or something. I don't know. I kind of forget. But basically, first brawler is Miko. They got released for free. And Miko is like awesome. He's cool. And if you're like an old enough listener, I don't know, maybe Brawl Show made an episode on this, I forget. But basically, they predicted this new brawler, Miko. Provo Bandit, from the Brawl Show, he's the host, right? And he, in they did a Brawl Stars brawler concepts, he made a guy who can jump over walls. He has like an Edgar super. So, and that's their main attack, right? So he got the main attack predicted. And I think that's pretty cool that he predicted that, right? Like, it's not a full-on prediction, right? But pretty close, right? You're kind of making a brawler, doing like the specific thing, the attack. So basically, yeah, Miko, he can jump. It's like a short, like, 5-tile radius, 3-tile, 4. So he can't jump very far, and he does, like, 2,000 damage, right? His super is, he, like, goes in the air, and then it's, like, a giant thing that he comes crashing down and hitting people, which is so sick. I mean, it's kind of weird. You get 7-second immunity, which is, or, like, however long, which is unfair. Although, like, the hypercharge kind of sucks because you activate it and then you're in the air for 7 seconds, so you're just getting the buff to the hypercharge and nothing else, unless you don't use the super, which is kind of sucky. But there's also another brawler, Kit, which has been a concept for, like, 4 years, right? Kit was leaked, like, a brawler back in season 6 or 5, one of those seasons. Or 7, one of those, around those days, Kit was leaked, and they haven't released Kit until now. And Kit's like this cat who can attack, and then they can like attach themselves to brawlers. It's weird, but it's cool. I never thought I would see the day where Kit would get released. I'm just gonna be honest. It's been so long since Kit. And when I saw the Brawl Talk cover, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's Kit. Even without seeing like the whole thing, I see a cat. It has to be Kit, right? And that's so cool that they finally brought Kit in, because Kit is so cool. I kind of forget how they work, because I don't really care. I mean, like, I'm sorry. I'm sure you've watched all the videos by now, because this is a bit late. Like, a lot late. But basically, he, like, attacks, and it's like a short, he's kind of like a projectile bro, but when he attaches himself to people, he, like, heals them and attacks. It's pretty cool. And then the last one is, like, Larry and Larry, which is, he's so sick. Basically, they're, like, these twins, and his super activates his twin who attacks, but the normal guy, right, he just throws. I forget which one's the normal, Larry or Larry, but basically, he just throws. He's a thrower. And it's like Barley, where it does damage over time, but it does two ticks, right? And basically, his twin has, like, a different attack, and their gadget, they can switch. They can switch attacks, which is so cool. Although it's weird, because when you get killed, it doesn't change. It doesn't change you back. I think that's a bit weird. I think they should change it. But, I mean, it's so versatile. Such a versatile brawler. Especially in Showdown, I feel like he'll be super good. And that's about it for the brawlers. I don't know, what else was I going to talk about? Oh yeah, I was going to talk about, I guess I'll talk about the changes. So basically they changed the battle brawl pass, pardon me. So basically it only costs gems, but it's not nerfing free to plays, which is awesome. And that is so sweet. I gotta thank Brawl Stars for this. It's an awesome change, man. Amazing. And I guess that's about it. So 15 minutes, good episode. I've got a big one planned. I can't wait to have you guys hear it. It's going to be awesome. And thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate you guys. And yeah, keep on brawling.